if kids maybe are playing a game and one of them is trying to get the other one to do something that maybe he's a little bit afraid of, and he says, "I'll want you to go through the graveyard at night. I'll
force you to go through it.
All right, but
I'll make you."
All right, he's wanting to say, "Do it if you will. I'll
dare you."
Okay, and.
And I've read the words, "I double dog dare you."
Okay. And what about the negative of that? If he says, "I dare you," and the other one says, "Well, I don't," or
"I'm chicken," or
okay.
I've heard the words that I just don't have the guts to do it.
Okay. And
or the nerve to do it.
Any other ways of implying that someone should do something? If you're talking to maybe one of the children, you might say, "Well, I think that you really
should do it."
Any other words, really, for that idea?
I can't get away from just dare you to do it.
You're telling someone and trying to encourage them to do it. And you might say, "Well, you should," or "you
ought to do it."
Okay.
Yes, I have heard that.
Not as much
as you used to.
Okay.
No, you don't hear that as much now.
And the opposite of "he ought to do it" would be "he."
You should not.
Okay, or "he ought."
Ought not to, I guess, but I've never heard that.
Okay.
It's not familiar through here.
And the negative to this: "Will you do it?" "No, I
will not."
Or shorter: "No, I
won't."
Okay. And if you had to get something done that was very hard work, and you had to do it all by yourself, and there was a friend standing around without helping, and when you finished, you say, "Well, you
should have helped me."
Okay. Or you might have.
Yes, you might have helped me.
All right. And
you could have helped me.
Okay. And if you're not, if you're just suggesting the possibility of being able to do something, you might say, "Well, I'm not quite sure, but I
will try. I might do it."
All right. And what about a small bird that supposedly can see in the dark? Make
the
noise at night.
An owl.
Okay, you have them around here?
Yes, we do.
What kinds are you?
Well, we think of the hoot owl is one that hollers a lot, and then there is a larger owl. I can't think what we call it, but they are two different kinds.
Okay. What about one that makes a little screeching kind of noise? Do you have a...
an owl? Not that I can remember.
You don't know about a screech owl?
Well, now, that may be what a hoot owl is, what we call that big owl.
I'm wondering about one that's
a screech
smaller.
Owl. I've heard of that,
okay,
too. So we may have that little screech owl.
Okay. And what about the kind of bird that drills holes in trees?
Woodpecker.
Okay, and have you ever heard that swapped around?
Yes, I have heard it.
And that's then a peckerwood?
Peckerwood, but I didn't know whether anybody ever did that or not,
yeah.
But I know one time one of my children got theirs turned around, and I got to laughing at them, and then I got where I couldn't say it right, and then now they'll laugh at me if I ever make them boo-boo saying it.
Well, have you ever heard that used to refer to people, or class of people?
I don't think so.
Peckerwood.
No.